One man can change the world with a bullet in the right place.
Welcome back to the New to Pew podcast.
Who the hell do you think you are?
My name is Max Fallis. Give it up for me, goddammit. As I download some ones and zeros into your ear hole.
Who the fuck is that guy?
Well, of course, that is my co-host, my brother in arms, the one and only BBR Bagman. Hello, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the New to Pew podcast, sponsored by Stuffin' Things.
Oh, I was thought you were going to continue on stomping over my intro as you did 15 times before this one. How dare you,
sir? Well, get it right.
Yeah, you're right. I messed up my own name.
You messed up your own name?
Well.
You can't blame me for that one.
No. All right, fine. 13 times it was your fault. One time it was mine. Anyway.
Yes.
What's going on, bro? How are you? You good?
We're here, man. Yeah, it's been, we both had a really good weekend, and we have things to share with the class.
Well, you go first. You know, ladies first, as they say, or age before beauty. Either way, works for me. What'd you do?
Trying to do the math on that. But yeah, anyway. So, finally got my membership to one of the local outdoor ranges out here and got to take my oldest son, Mayhem, to the range this weekend. Angelo tagged along. Doc tagged along. And we had a good time. He was completely enamored with a 22 bolt action that Angelo brought out that we're not going to mention because it may be a conflict with one of our show sponsors, but well, he enjoyed it. I'll explain that to you off air.
Sure, not a problem. That's good. A little father time, a little bonding moments.
It was really good. So
in the air.
Yeah, burned through lots of 22. Angelo brought out some 22 shorts and some 22 subsonics, which are a little bit different than the shorts. They're also like a short case, but a really overweighted 22 bullet. And Mayhem got a kick out of those because they're so quiet. He was allowed to take his ear protection off and shoot. Whoa. Yeah. And he was just totally geeked up over that. And the range we were at, we were only at like, I don't know, 10 to 15 yards. We weren't that far off, but there's steel targets there, and he's just pinging the steel and having a good old time. Doc and Angelo got to try out the Kel-Tec CMR-30 with the accessories from Stuffin' Things. So we'll have to get them on a... Yeah,
they had some chocolate.
The delicious chocolatey magazine. So we'll have to get them on a future episode and talk about their experience with that. It was a good time. And while I was doing that on Saturday, fast forward to Sunday, where were you?
Well, I was recovering from a Saturday work day, but Sunday I got up bright and early, and I went out to North Mountain. Where's my book? Okay, full disclosure, I haven't even unpacked my bag from this weekend. South Mountain Defense put it on. They produced it, but it was at North End Gun Club. That's what it's called. I haven't even unpacked like my gear and took it out and checked things to make sure I didn't leave anything behind. But I tell you, who was really winning last weekend was Doc. He had the house all to himself. He went to the range with you, and then he came out to the NRA rifle class that I attended, which was awesome. Let me give it up for them, because I had a freaking ball. And I like the fact that this is like a part two to Max's going to classes series that we've been doing, you know, incognito. We didn't even plan it, but it just so happened that way that we did a back-to-back episode of learning from the Max perspective. And of course, the instructor, Mr. Dave himself, master of arms, the man at arms, as I will future call him now. He would refer to as man at arms because he's a great instructor. Takes his time to make sure that everybody fully understands the lessons and the points that he's detailing. And he's even able to read the confused look on my face when I'm trying to rationalize it and recalculate the things that he's saying. Because, like, he'll make direct eye contact, like, what, like, what don't you get? And then I'll reiterate something that's slightly off, and then he'll correct me, and then we can move on. He's a very good teacher. So there was some in-classroom stuff, and then finally I got to go out with them into the range and do some shooting. The weather was perfect. You know, it was like cool but not cold, but still sunny. You know, I got to fully load out this weekend. I had the sidearm on, I had my vest on, I had the sling, you know, the AR and a sling. Just got the new the Hollow Sun in. So the first thing we had to do was we had to make sure our sights were right. So I'm sitting there playing with that. And, you know, long story short, it was another great time, man. We did some cool stuff. We did some prone shooting, which I was actually surprised how much easier it was than I originally thought. You know, sustaining body weight downward versus shooting while laying on your back. Now,
right. That's supine.
Yes. Supine, sir. Like, okay, first of all, full disclosure, I felt the wind blowing past my feet. And I immediately spread them legs a whole lot wider because I felt it, and I was like, shit, but I don't want to react because all these tough guys around me that are seasoned shooters, no, let me just slowly widen my legs out a little bit more, and nobody ever noticed it, even though I just ratted myself out, but hey, man, whatever.
Yeah, nobody noticed it.
No.
nobody noticed that at all. No, I'm sure nobody noticed.
But, so, we did 25 yards. We
were down the real reason yards. Everybody wears ear pro.
Yeah, so they don't hear each other screaming and hollering. But the wind coming out of my barrel was such a shock. Like, full disclosure. Wow. Okay. What else did we do? We did supine, laying on your back, which is prone. We did some on the knee, you know, which, of course, you know, you got to steady your core because you're not wobbling back and forth. And then you're trying to rest on your elbow, and that's wobbling back and forth with you, too. So got to add some core kettlebell workouts to my routine so I can stay steady with my...
So you had a fresh pair of knee pads, too.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to life as the older guys doing tactical training. We don't do that shit without knee pads.
No, absolutely not. I don't go to work without knee pads. Just leave it right there. Why don't we? But yeah, man, it was a great time. You know, some cool guys. I believe a gentleman named Bill, and there was also a Will, and I'm not trying to rhyme. There was, of course, Doc, and one or two other gentlemen who I seriously forget their names. I'm sorry, I'm not good with names, but I'm better with faces. But you may
Well, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to shout out Bob because I've met Bob. Bob is also a member of the BBR network. But none of them might have made the connection because Max Fallis was using his government name.
Correct.
During this course and staying incognito.
That's how we
So do. Flying under the radar. I'll be sure to send those guys stickers with your face on it so they make the connection for next time.
It's so, full disclosure, I'm not one to name drop all the time.
Right.
So when we did the roundtable introductions, I obviously used my government name because that's what's on the ID badge. And I mentioned the podcast, and I left it right there. And then maybe about three quarters of the way in, one of the guys goes, hey, do you know the Backman? I know he just changed careers. And I just kind of smiles like, yeah, he works with me. And I just kind of left it at that.
And didn't explain to them that, like, yeah, I dragged him out of his old job and into this job.
Come with me if you want to live.
Yes.
That's how it happened.
Very Kyle Reese-esque.
Trench coat and hobo underwear and the whole nine. Just rolled
Shoes
up.
Shoes that don't fit.
Yep. And just said, come with me if you want to live. And now...
Shotgun on a piece of rope. Let's go.
Hey, a sling's a sling, right?
No. That's it.
But it was great, man. Learned a lot. Another thing that I want to... put some time into is understanding the science behind reticles and how to measure distance from the crosshairs. I don't know if there's a proper term for the little dots on the side.
There are.
Yep, there is.
There's two types. There's mil dots and there's mil rads. And each one is a different calibration and a different unit of measurement.
Okay.
We and then there's some other stuff out there that's kind of proprietary to the manufacturer. But yeah, the bulk of it is mil dot versus mil rad.
Yeah. That's what I said, booby traps. So, right. So the, we know we went over that a little bit. And I'm trying to think of the other, just the bullet points.
Did you get to shoot anybody else's guns while you were there?
No. And okay. It wasn't because dudes were stingy. I wanted to just focus on what I had. Oh, speaking of what I had, yes, I live in New Jersey, everybody. So hanging out with a bunch of Pennsylvania people with, you know, drums and silencers and way cooler shit.
They've Freedom mags and full capacity. Jesus
Lord. They've made it a point to just keep. Oh, we're only going to load in 10 rounds. That way Max doesn't feel weird always reloading. Like, it was a full-on five-minute barrage of, hey, you live in New Jersey. And I said, guys, it's just where the boat stopped and let my people off. Like, ain't nothing I can do about that. Sorry.
Damn!
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I'll move when the time is right. But for now, you know, we just wear three times the magazines that you need because you live in Freedom Town.
Right.
No, so
I mean, I did offer to loan you some of mine, but
yeah,
you know, you said you wanted to train like you fight, use you what did. You know, dance with who you brung, you all those things. It. So
Doc offered it, Dave offered it, and we all agreed, like, yeah, at least train with what you got. That way, you know, I mean, and I believe Dave tailored the exercises toward my low ammo count, which of course makes him an awesome dude. Thank you very much, Dave, for that. I got to move out of New Jersey because I'm tired of the ribbing.
Not the bullshit that you go through in that state. You're tired of being bullied for it. Okay. Yeah. Hey, listen, whatever gets it done.
I had a great time. Some very cool people. I forgot the gentleman's name, but he had some barbecue chicken that he was offering out. And, well, I mean, wait, it was my that's black button because I need to hit it.
That's black.
Yep, he had the barbecue chicken, and Max took a little bit of it, and it was delicious. Shout out to you, sir. Your season game was fucking awesome. Guys were talking about smokers and barbecue pits, and I'm sitting there like, I eat the plainest food possible because I just want to eat and go. You know, eating is a task, not something I really savor or enjoy, but, you know, that's just how I am. Shout out to him, though. I'm sorry for forgetting your name, dude. I did my best. I still haven't unpacked my bag, and I've been running on pure fumes since last week. My garage is a mess. You know, my work van's a mess. I'm basically just getting by. So
last week was rough. You know, since we touched on the topic of you and I working together, or you and me working together, I'm not sure which one is grammatically correct.
You did it right the
first
time. You put yourself out the words you and
I working. Yeah, I know, but is it I or me?
It's you and I.
Us working together.
There you go.
So, yeah, last week was rough.
It hasn't
last
stopped.
Last week was rough.
It hasn't stopped. I haven't had a quote-unquote day off because I did the Saturday. I'm doing this coming Saturday again while you'll be having fun at a gun show, correct?
Yeah, we've got the Allentown Gun Show this weekend, so I will be there in my usual spot if you can find me because I make no effort to advertise or tell people that I'm a big deal. I just kind of go and I'm like, yeah, sure. Here, you want a sticker? but yeah, I'll be at the Allentown Gun Show, so you can find me there. If you go to eagleshows.com, you can find your tickets and location and address and all that good stuff. What else you got for this week?
Well, I got a request.
Yeah?
A straight up and down request for you. Do you by any chance have any discount codes this episode, sir?
Of course. Don't I always?
That's why I asked.
So the most important one is you're going to go to stinkusa.com, stuff and things, and use coupon code NEW2PEW to get 10% off site-wide, including the magazine extension, charging handles, and vertical grip for your Kel-Tec CMR-30. They are fantastic. I spoke with Ian last week, and there's going to be a Gen 2 on the low profile charging handles because of the changes that were made between when Stink developed theirs and some changes that Kel-Tec made. So they're going to make sure they keep up with the latest version of everything and maintain compatibility.
Before you move on, let me ask you, how did your son's hands deal with the grip, smaller hands?
He was fine, partly because he's his father's son and enormous for his age.
Baby Desert Eagle hands.
yeah.
Okay.
You know, you'd probably describe him as having piano playing fingers. Right.
He's stretching octaves.
Yeah, it's not difficult for him to get a grip on things.
Okay.
We did allow him to shoot one round out of a 9mm handgun.
Okay.
Because he wanted to try that. So just like we talked about this a few episodes ago when we went to the range with our wives, and how your bride was a little nervous about shooting the 45 ACP. So I gave her just one in the magazine. Mm-hmm. And that way, once that one is gone, it's an empty firearm. I did the same thing with Mayhem at the range this weekend with that 9mm. So he had nothing to be afraid of. But yeah, the gun pretty much went vertical after that first round. So that was a bit much for his grip, but the grip on the Kel-Tec was not a problem.
Good.
And the fact that it's got the adjustable stock, we could size it for him, and he did really well with it.
Nice.
Again, we're not shooting super far. We're not doing anything difficult or challenging his abilities really, like you're doing in the classes you're taking. At his age and his level, it's more about just going and making sure he gets the safety stuff down and can manipulate the firearm at a very basic level. So loading it himself, getting on target, getting his sights lined up the way he needs it, getting good body position, and then taking the safety off and pressing the trigger. So he did all of that. He was having a blast with this little bolt action that Angelo brought, and was really, really enjoying himself. So we'll be back there again soon, especially now that we have the membership and it's not far from home.
Another shout out to Mr. Dave. Dave had the 18 gun.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
The mini 14.
Yeah. He had it there. 'Cause he had a whole like table of stuff to pick up and show. And he was talking about how all the modifications he put on it. I'm just listening to the 18 theme in the back of my mind. So it's nice when people bring their toys. And then
so we know what soundbite is going into this part of the episode.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So what else is going on in this discount code section of the episode, sir?
How about missionfirsttactical.com? Use coupon code BLACKBAG and you'll get 10% off your order. And you can find things like 30-round magazines if you're in a non-restrictive state, or 10-round magazines for your AR if you're in New Jersey, New York, Maryland, California, any of those places that are god-awful and have abused your civil rights. Yeah. There's a bunch of them. I've honestly probably forgotten a few. Those are just the ones that come to mind right away. Yeah.
Yeah, I may have to. I may switch back to my Mission First backpack, my tool bag.
Okay.
Because I liked what it did with my posture, as opposed to the sling bag that I moved currently. But they're high quality bags, ladies and gentlemen. Go grab one.
Yeah, they launched their soft goods. It's got to be close to 2 years now. Mm-hmm. 2 years ago, and I would describe some of the stuff as you know a Me Too product. You'll find very similar products from other companies, but they put the same lifetime warranty on their products that they do all their polymer manufactured goods. So whether it's a handguard, a pistol grip, a magazine, a backpack, a rifle bag, a pistol case, you've got a lifetime warranty through Mission First Tactical. And on the very rare occasion where I've seen you need to use that warranty, they're very accommodating with it. And it's no questions asked. You send it in, you get a replacement, and it's very easy.
Awesome. Very, very awesome. The people like discount codes, and we give the people what they want, when they want, because they want it all the time.
And sometimes we sneak them in halfway through the show, like we did last week.
Mid-credit scenes are a thing now, thanks to Marvel and all the cool superhero movies. Now I need to wait till the lights come on.
Or you know what else we should add to this?
Go ahead.
Shout outs. We should be doing shout outs in every show.
Okay.
How about this week's shout out is to our buddy Flamore.
Flamore. It's been a minute.
Yeah. Been a little while. But hopefully you hear this, Flamore. If you do, shoot us an email, comment on the episode, let us know you're listening. We'd love to hear from you.
Check in with us, sir.
Absolutely.